Cambridge Rock Festival.
Who?
What? When? Where?
And we've reached that part of the programme where we preview the Cambridge Rock Festival, which takes place over 4 days in Godmanchester near Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, between the 16th and 19th of August, and over 40 artists appearing. Lots of other things going on as well. In addition to the music, there are arts, crafts, jewellery and clothes stalls, and a record and CD collector's fair. There's food and drink available, and over 70 real ales. And if you're a member of CAMRA, the Campaign for Real Ale, you'll be able to gain free admission to the first day of the festival on Thursday, the 16th of August. And don't worry if you're not a member, admission is only £5. Limehouse Lizzie, the highly rated Thin Lizzy tribute band, are headliners and supported by Uniting the Elements, Stingray, The Heel, Red Sox and UXL.
Cambridge Rock Festival.
Who?
What? When? Where?
And we've reached that part of the programme where we focus in on some of the bands and artists appearing at the festival. And in this segment, we'll be talking to Ian Jones from Carnatica, telling us about his current project and featuring some exclusive edits. And we've also got music from Wishbone Ash. Well, a couple of years ago, it seemed that progressive rock band Carnatica were poised on the verge of greater things, with very good press coverage, a successful trip to the States and a DVD, and the highly rated album Delicate Flame of Desire. But the band, formed around husband and wife Ian Jones and Rachel Jones, broke up as a consequence of their marital split, and bass player and band architect Ian Jones was left to pick up the pieces, both personally and musically, and he reformed the band with Lisa Fury on vocals. Carnatica appear on Stage 1 on Sunday the 19th of August. I asked Ian about his recent musical activities.
I've been heavily involved with Chasing the Monsoon, which is a project I started not long after the original lineup of Carnatica split. And the idea behind Chasing the Monsoon was just to work on a different area of music that I'd always been interested in, with more sort of rhythmic influences, ambient, ethnic influences. You know, I'm a huge admirer of people like Peter Gabriel, artists like Clannad. There was a great project. It was an album and DVD release called One Giant Leap. Two guys basically sort of travelled around the world, working with musicians from different countries. That was a great project. So it was a chance to work on sort of ideas that really weren't Carnatica ideas, if you like. And I'd worked with Steve Evans, who's a great producer. He produced Delicate Flame of Desire, our last studio album. And even when we were working on Carnatica stuff, we'd sometimes mess about with sections of Carnatica tracks, sort of loop them around and sort of create ideas out of sections of tracks. And, you know, we sort of jokingly said, you know, it would be great to work on something in that sort of vein. And when the first lineup split, it was kind of an opportunity just to try something new. So I teamed up with Steve and Ian Simmons, guitarist, and we started writing some material, and then eventually got Lisa Fury on board, who was the singer, and of course became the new singer with Carnatica.
So it has got some direct connections for those of the listeners who know the band or knew the previous band. Would you say that they will find something in the Chasing the Monsoon project which they can connect to from previous times, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's quite a diverse album. I mean, we're getting to the point where we're hoping to get the thing finished by the end of the summer. We've been working on it for sort of short, intense periods over the last 3 years because Steve's studio is down in Swansea. So it's not something we've been working on constantly, you know, over that duration of time. I mean, Steve's got other projects he's been working on, and the same for Lisa and Ian Simmons. So what we do is, you know, we'll get together for a few weekends, we work on the material, we'll go away, we'll work on our own things. So, you know, we took a few months out to do the Carnatica tour. And then we get back into the studio and start working again. And it's been a great way of working because when you take a break from the music and then go back to it, you know, you're listening to it with fresh ears, you can reappraise it. And, you know, every time we get into the studio, it's exciting, you know, sort of ideas flying everywhere. But certainly for Carnatica fans, you know, there's a definite Carnatica influence in some of the tracks. I mean, you know, there's even some sort of epic stuff, which I would kind of say was more sort of Floyd influenced, but sort of underpinned with, you know, sort of ethnic rhythms, all sorts of stuff. I mean, we've drawn influences from everywhere, really. I can't describe the project as fitting in any one particular genre. It's been an amazing project to work on. And over this length of time, it's gained its own sound and own identity. And we're all, we're all very excited by it.
We'll be right back.
but that people don't see Chase the Monsoon as a kind of side project, because it's very much now become its own thing. So, you know, we want to give Chase the Monsoon 100% until that's finished and beyond. At the same time, you know, we've got all the material written for the next Connecticut album. So we'd like to make a start on that as soon as we can. But I would imagine the bulk of the work will sort of take place once the Monsoon project has been mixed down, and that frees up a little bit more time.
Now, you're playing a few festivals over the summer, and it seems to be starting off with the Cambridge Rock Festival.
Yeah.
How are you going to approach that then? You're appearing on Sunday the 19th of August.
Yeah.
Do you know what time you're playing?
No idea.
No doubt all will be revealed, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah. But so you're on stage one, and it's a good lineup actually on the Sunday, because you've got people like Wishbone Ash and Thunder.
Yeah.
But are you going to just continue the set list that you had on the previous tour?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd like to feature as much new material as possible. The one thing we did for the tour, because again, striking that balance between how much old and how much new do you put in is always a tricky thing. But it was going back to the sort of spring tour, because it was the first tour, you know, for the new lineup, and you know, since the split of the old band, you know, we felt the fans would certainly want to hear the old songs, so it was important that, you know, we put some of those in, and of course putting in the new material as well. But I think for the festivals, certainly because the sets are probably going to be a little bit shorter, we'll probably put in as much new material as possible, and a few, you know, Connecticut favourites from the past.
Best wishes for your appearance at Cambridge Rock Festival on the 19th of August.
Great. Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to playing.
UK City Radio. UK City Rock. UK City Rock.
And our thanks to Ian Jones and to Steve Evans there for supplying the exclusive edits on the programme this evening. And if you can't wait to the end of the year until the release of that Chasing the Monsoon album, and I think you'll agree it sounds rather interesting, you can hear a track on our special sampler, which is available at the Cambridge Rock Festival this year. We're selling it over the 4 days, and you can also find out more about it and reserve your copy if you're not actually going to the festival by emailing us at grt@ukcityradio.co.uk.
Cambridge Rock Festival.
Who?
What? When? Where?
And also appearing on stage one on Sunday the 19th of August is Wishbone Ash. They were formed back in October 1969 by bass guitarist Martin Turner and drummer Steve Upton, who were then joined by guitarists Andy Powell and Ted Turner. The band's debut album was released in 1970, and recently Talking Elephant have put out the demos for that first release and some additional material that never made the album. But it was 1972's Argus which firmly established the band and was voted best rock album of the year. The band went through several lineup changes in the 70s, with the departure of Ted Turner and the arrival of Laurie Wisefield on guitar, and then in 1980 co-founder Martin Ace left the band. In the 80s the band went through a period of consolidation with the addition of John Wetton and then Claire Hamill on vocals, and adopting a more straight-ahead heavy rock sound. There was a band reunion in 1987 to promote the all-instrumental album Nouveau Calls, but by the mid-1990s, the band reverted to just Andy Powell and various session players, and the lineup is now guitarist Muddy Mannanin, bassist Bob Skeet, and Joseph Crabtree on drums. And we're going to play you a track from the recent 3-CD collection called Tracks 3, originally appeared on the album Clandestiny. Wishbone Ash and Eyes Wide Open.
Eyes wide open, take it.
Tell me what you
And don't forget, if you order your full festival ticket before the 1st of August, you can save £10 on the admission price. All you have to do is go to cambridgerockfestival.co.uk and follow the links to ticket ordering. And 0845 299 0845 is the telephone number if you want to phone for ticket and ticket information. 0845 299 0845.